Jason DiPiazzo is with me. He is the County Highway Engineer, someone that most people don't really know a lot about, but yet is incredibly important to all the functioning of our county. And Jason, your friendly face has been at many, many county board meetings that I've attended, and I've been so impressed with the work you do year in and year out, often without a lot of attention or thanks. So thank you in advance for everything you do, and thanks for being with us here on KTWH.
Oh, you're welcome, Katya. I was glad to do it.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been, I should give listeners a little backstory. I've been asking Jason to come on for a long time. I feel like it's an important face for people to know, and on the radio maybe it's not a face, but a voice. Our highway system is pretty critical to the functioning of our of everything, of course, and you do a lot of work on that. So let's just start by talking a little bit about the season. It's a season when the snow plows are going to be out, and everyone has opinions about that. You sometimes hear complaints, you sometimes hear gratitude, but it's a big deal. And, you know, some years there's it's probably a bigger deal than others, depending on how much snow we get. But what kind of information would you like people to know, just maybe even really basic stuff about the snow plowing? I do know that just from attending meetings that we are often short on snow plowers, so you probably don't have your ideal number to work with. But tell us what it's like for you and what citizens should know.
Yeah, no, thanks, Katya. You're right. It is a big thing, and it's one that we have a plan for, and we work to execute that plan all throughout the winter and work, you know, most of the fall to get ready for the winter. It's a long season here in the North Woods, and so it is a big part of our operation. And yeah, so, you know, come plow season, it's, as most of us know, it has already started and it will continue for, I won't say numbers here because I don't want to depress people already here in the first part of November, but yeah, we're ready to go and continually working on getting ready and getting going. I guess, you know, from an education or just kind of letting people know what it is that we do, it's, you know, we're different than other counties, but we work together with other counties and try to match what they do or work together to improve best practices. But, you know, we here in Lake County, we basically are monitoring the roads, you know, 24/7 with visual inspections and constant communication with calls from the sheriff's office or dispatch and monitoring weather, weather reports, weather stations, et cetera. It's kind of neat that the tech and the ability to do this more efficiently continues to improve, which is one of our goals is to always improve. And MnDOT is now installing more cameras. St. Louis County has cameras. We have some cameras here so that we can monitor things on a more consistent basis rather than, you know, physically having to drive out there. So trying to improve that efficiency there.
Well, let me just interrupt you because I'm curious. Do you, like, one thing I've noticed, you know, with roads freezing and icing and snowing, you know, it might be that you're driving along Highway 61 and it's snowing and then a minute later it's icing and then a minute later it's freezing and then a minute later it's dry. Is it helpful for citizens to actually call in and give information about that stuff? Or the way you talk, it makes it sound like you're, it's not just sort of, well, we had a precip, so we're just going to do the plowing. It's much more intricate than that.
It can be. And I would say, yeah, there's adjustments that we make once we determine what that is. So that visual inspection that does happen is important because it's you know, the county is, it's a huge county and the weather does vary. And like you said, along the lakeshore, it can be raining or icing and, or we only get like an inch of snow. So it almost hardly seems worth it to go out, et cetera. But just like our first snow that we had this winter season and, we had about an inch or two here in Two Harbors and up along the ridge, kind of in the west central part of the county, we had over 7 inches of snow.
Yeah.
So our operators are trained to adjust their operations on how they're doing things, how much sand is needed, how much salt we put in the sand, et cetera. So we do adjust that. As far as getting calls in, that would be hard to manage. Certainly, you know, if things are noticed, I think most people will, you know, tend to kind of call dispatch or whatever, and they certainly keep us in the loop. And, you know, we have deputies out on the road 24/7 too that are looking at those things. And if they are noticing stuff, they're getting in touch with our maintenance superintendent and our maintenance supervisors and coordinators to help us understand the situation. But that's really where, again, yeah, that we turn it over to our operators and our coordinators to really kind of make that expert decision on the best way to treat it.
Yeah. How many snowplowers do you have?
So we run, we have 14 plow routes that we've designated. We've built those over the years to maximize efficiency and how we get as much done as we can in the shortest and most economical amount of time. We have 14 plow routes, we have 14 operators for those plow routes, and we have essentially 14 trucks to do that. So we're razor thin, right on the edge. We don't have a lot of extras or backups or reserves to handle those. So,
wow.
And then those are spread out around three shops. So we've got one route up in Fall Lake, Ely area, four routes out of our Finland shop, and then nine routes out of Two Harbors here.
Wow. And do you have a set time that people head out, or does it really depend on the timing of the snowfall?
It does depend a little bit, but we don't have a 24/7 plowing policy here. We would have to staff more. We'd have to have more equipment. We certainly would need more staff. But generally speaking, so if it's overnight snow or snow in the evening, that whatever, our crews typically will start at 5 a.m. Again, with our goal to try to get as much done as we can prior to that morning rush hour and morning commute, and especially for the school buses, and try to get the roads cleared for them. So that's generally when our crews will start for snow that's kind of fallen overnight, or if we need to get going right away in the morning, which is a couple hours earlier than our normal shift. And then for snow that falls throughout the day, or it's kind of a daytime snow, we'll work throughout the day. And then we generally try to keep plows on the road until, getting through that evening rush, 5 to 6 p.m. And if it continues to snow after that, at a certain point in that evening, whether it's 6, 7, or thereabouts, 5 o'clock, we'll pull the plows off the road and be back out again the next morning at 5 a.m. Again, with only enough operators for the routes that we've got, there's a statutorial limit that crew hours can work.
Right.
And not to mention, we've got to make sure they're able to come in and work the next day too, and not be completely worn out. So.
Right. I think it's helpful for people to understand you have one plower per plow. So it's not like the plows can work all the time and you just switch people in and out. You've got to maintain their workload at a that the level it needs to be at. So, that would explain why we have, and I think people do know to just, if it's been snowing all day and it keeps snowing in the evening, stay home. I think everybody does that, and
right.
if you're not doing that, you're kind of on your own out there. I think that's a reasonable thing. I kind of like that we don't have 24-hour plowing around here. It seems to me to make sense to just let things sit overnight.
Right.
And then do you have, I guess you said it already, you have 14 routes, so, and no one really knows if they're in the beginning or the end of a certain route, but, some people get plowed before other people. That's just a fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we max, our routes are built for efficiency, and we try to, we're built for efficiency, but we also recognize different road types and all that. So, for example, say you live along one of the major highways, Highway 2, for example, you may see the plow drive by and, okay, well, why did they drive by my road? They got to come plow it anyway. Well, we want to make sure we're prioritizing some of those higher volume roads and the roads that, with the amount of traffic on them, if we leave that snow on there too long, then it turns to hard pack and ice, which is very difficult and, takes a lot of costly and materials to remove too. So, again, during like maybe an all day snow, maybe your route, if we weren't out there to do it, we would hit your road, part of our normal route. But on an all day snow, we may actually skip that minor side road on one of our passes just to keep focusing on those primary routes. And then, we built in the order and the paths that we take through our routes on efficiency too. For example, it's way more efficient for us to clear snow and stay safe by making right turns instead of left turns. So we tend to kind of build our routes that way to some degree.
I did not know that. I never thought of it, but it makes sense.
Yep. Yep. Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So again, we do, and it's probably never the same every time. We do make adjustments as we go. But generally speaking, they're built on efficiency and all the routes start at one of the shops. We don't have any satellite shops or trucks sitting out in the woods anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you're, 15 miles away from the Two Harbors shop, you're definitely not going to get plowed because we're not going to drive out to a spot without plowing. We're going to plow as we go.
Yeah.
Again, for that efficiency factor.
Yeah, yeah. And are you in direct contact with the superintendent about school, the situation for the buses, or does he have certain assumptions he makes when he makes those decisions?
You know, that's a great question. There certainly is that open line of communication, and if they have questions, they certainly reach out and call and determine that. But and if we see something, yeah, we certainly would reach out to them. But yeah, that's not a decision we make for them. And I do think they kind of base it on past practice. And so if there's changes that are coming up or other issues, we would certainly let them know that, hey, we need to make this change, which could affect how you make your decisions for, you know, canceling school or having a delay for school.
Right. And one more question that I was wondering, we've heard a lot about, I don't know, the roads get icy a lot these days. And so obviously salt and sand becomes one of your tools in your toolbox. And yet we've heard a lot about salt and the way it can used too much. It, you know, it hurts the ground. It hurts the water.
Mm-hmm.
Have there been any changes, or what is the protocol with using salt these days?
So we, you know, I, those are certainly topics and things that counties are working on. We're here at Lake County pretty much near the floor for salt use, about as minimum as we can go.
Oh, good.
The only time we will use really just straight salt is in a black ice situation, where we really just need to get that off as quickly as possible.
Okay.
But that's a very rare instance that we use just straight salt. We typically use a sand salt mixture, which we, on a typical snow event, we'll mix at about 90% sand, 10% salt. And the salt is, you know, to be honest, primarily there just to keep the sand from freezing, any of the moisture in the sand. So, and it certainly does help kind of help with the melt factor to get the snow and the hard pack off the road. But no, yeah, we're primarily a sanding operation to date. We don't have a bare pavement policy here at the county. So,
and has that changed over the years? Is that new, or has that always been true? I'm just curious as to if that's a response to the information about salt, or if that's always been there.
As far as I know, that's been pretty consistent. I don't know the full history of that here. And so, a lot of it's traffic level based too. I mean, you get into, you know, a metro county or, obviously the really high volume roads in St. Louis County, and you have to make adjustments based on that. We just don't have those traffic volumes here that, you know, warrant the need to really get down to that bare pavement. And it's because of how quickly it'll turn to just ice.
Yeah. This is really helpful, Jason. I bet there are listeners that are appreciating as much as I am. And let's just move quickly. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but there's a lot of highway projects going on this summer. Seems like most of them are pretty wrapped up. Do you have any comments on any of those projects?
No, nothing really. We, in the next week or so, week to two at the latest here, definitely before Thanksgiving, we'll be completely wrapped up with our work for the fall, and getting ready to go for next spring. So it'll be a busy summer with a lot of paving next summer and some bigger projects, both in Two Harbors and Silver Bay, hopefully. A lot of planning work yet to do.
And with all the supply side issues and the workforce issues, are you pleased with how it went? It seems like most projects finished on time, from my perspective.
Yeah. I'm an optimist. I would always like to do more and be able to fix more and respond to some of the issues we've got. It's always one of those I'd love to do more. But yeah, the staffing is more of it's internal here, of course, which is a point I want to touch on here for our winter forecast. But
yeah, go ahead. Tell us about what's coming.
Yeah, sure. I think, yeah, just like you mentioned earlier here in the discussion, that we are short-staffed and been struggling to recruit and hire. And we've had a lot of turnover, too. So, both of our primary shops here in Finland, or here in Two Harbors in Finland, we're at about 75% staffing levels, which equates to a route in Finland and three routes here in Two Harbors that we don't have assigned operators to at this point. So we're trying all sorts of new things. We've got some postings out for temporary operators to help fill those slots until we can get them filled permanently. And we'll be having to make a hard look at how we do our routes and how we make adjustments there, just to make sure, again, that we're meeting that priority factor of keeping the main routes clear and on that. So certainly something that listeners can expect to see is that there might be changes this year that, hey, you know, in the past, my road has always been plowed by 7 a.m., for example, and it might be different this year. And we may change up in certain locations, some of our operations, where we make more passes spread out through the day rather than making a primary pass where we're clearing the main lanes and then we come back to do the shoulders, like pretty much immediately thereafter. It may be that we come back later, way later in the day, or or even the next day, depending on, you know, again, staffing levels and that. Like I mentioned, we're right at the very edge of how many routes we've got and how many staff we have. So illnesses, family emergencies,
right.
And that, and things going on, it's, you know, all right, we're short four and something happened, somebody's sick or a family emergency or whatever. And now we're short five, six, and it makes a big impact on how well we can do our work.
Yeah. Thank you for the reminder. Plowers are people too.
Yep. And yes, they are. And they work hard. So, you know, that would be the one thing I'd ask listeners to do is just, you know, be safe and respectful. And yeah, remember that there's a friend, a family member, a neighbor in that plow truck. And like I said, they start at 5 a.m. and if they're working till 5 or 6 in the day, that's a long time sitting in a piece of equipment. And we aren't a shop that is, all right, you know, you go out and you work and then you make sure you get back to the shop for lunch. We work through the day. And so if you see one of our operators, and you know, we fuel up at the local fueling stations, and there aren't bathrooms in those trucks either. So
yeah,
wave, say hi, say thank you, and be respectful on the road. One thing that is always unnerving to me as a driver, now being in this position, is seeing how fast people say, hey, the speed limit says 55. I should be able to go 55. And
yeah,
our sight distances, our roads aren't designed for snow and ice. They're designed for wet pavement. And it takes time to, you know, back a truck out into the road and to clear an intersection. So be mindful that we're going to be out there working if there's snow on the road.
Thank you. Very well. Just such an important thing. And I'm sure we've thought it in our own mind, but hearing it from a person who puts the human face to those plowers is really helpful. Thank you, Jason. Anything else before we sign out here? It's been super conversation.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think, again, just understanding and you know, kind of the situation we're in and being prepared for winter. You know, this is the public service side of things, of emergency stuff in your vehicle, and consider good at a minimum, good tires, if not snow tires. I mean, snow tires make a world of difference.
Yeah.
Plan ahead so that, you know, it's going to take you a little longer to get to work or get to where you're trying to go, and leave early for that. Just be prepared and slow down, especially when, you know, around our operators too. We want everybody to be safe and to get to where they need to go. And we're working hard to make sure that can be done, but it may take a team effort here of everybody kind of working together and slowing down.
I'm speaking with Jason DiPiazza. He is the County Highway Engineer for Lake County. And Jason, it's been really good to have you here. Hope we can have you again. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Katya. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. That was Jason DiPiazza, County Highway Engineer.